This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
But guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. Okay, so this next segment is not for kids, so if you have kids in the car, turn down the radio. This is going to be a little bit PG-13. We're going to be talking about penis sizes as it relates to one's nose size. Apparently, there's been a study that people are talking about, studies I think about 11 months old, where the researchers wanted to know if big nose correlated with big hose. That's what they put in their study. All right? This is the science. This is, hey, I am following the science with my nose. Follow your nose. So, Japanese researchers set out to investigate the, quote, big nose, big hose theory. And it looks like the larger the nose, the larger the hose. And so Pinocchio might need some roomier pants. This was published in the Basic and Clinical Andrology Journal. They found, or they did this follow-up study, because they found penile length almost stopped increasing during adolescence, remained unchanged in middle age, and then decreased slightly in older males. So thus far what the studies have shown, because people are like, is it still going to grow? Is it still going to grow? Well, I think after puberty, you kind of hit your maximum length. Then during your manhood years, stays that way. And then there might be a little bit of shrinkage as you age. So these researchers wanted to do a follow-up study to see, well, what is it exactly within one's body that can be related? Is it the finger size? Can we relate the finger size to the penis size or size of a person's feet? So they decided to look at 126 adult cadavers in their 30s to 50s. And these were Japanese cadavers, and they performed a, quote, multivariate analysis of the relationships between stretched penile length. You can't just leave it there flaccid. They're going to stretch it out to measure it. And remember, they were cadavers. So it wasn't like they were alive having an erection. They had to stretch it out. And then they also looked at the measurements of, they wanted to see if there was a relationship with that to nose size, height, and body weight. And they say even though they found stretched penile length to be most closely related with flaccid, meaning, well, yeah, so if you have this much length flaccid, and then obviously that would be the most correlation, you know, what it, of all the body parts or the all the metrics, it not being stretched obviously is something that it was most closely associated with. The next was the nose. Now, interesting with the nose, they say noses, and my nose is running, less than 4.5 centimeters, noses smaller than that, correlated with an average stretched penis length of 10.37 centimeters. But if your nose was 1 centimeter larger, your penis was 3 centimeters larger when stretched. So they concluded that penile length might not be determined by age, height, or body weight, but has been determined before birth. So, some academics might blow their nose at this, not really think that this is much to talk about, but it does have applications when we look at fetal androgen levels, when we look at, people with hypogonadism, the micropenis. There are multiple different conditions that might affect one size. And so, you know, maybe looking at, well, what is the genetic, basis for nose size? Maybe there is a relationship to penis size. Now, some of you are probably thinking, wait a second, who though has the largest penis and how big is their nose? Well, Jonah Falcon apparently holds the unofficial title of having the world's longest. But his nose doesn't really seem to be very large, so I don't know. But in terms of genetic relationships, there was a study in 2016, because I kind of looked at this up, published in Nature Communications, and it found four genes to help determine one's nose morphology. The DCHS2, the RUNX2, GLI3, PAX1. Yet, when it comes to penis length, it's not just a genetic thing. They say, no, it has to do with hormones. So, like, if somebody is, you know, suffering from micropenis, a smaller phallus, that could be from a hormone disruption in the hypothalamic pituitary gonadal axis, structural abnormalities, genetics, hormonal deficiencies. So it is interesting to see, you know, if there is a parallel. And, you know, you know, is this worth studying? Yeah, I should say we should, you know, still sniff this one out and, you know, figure out if there is a relationship. Now, in terms of noses, people ask which race has the largest nose. And there's been a lot of stereotypes, political incorrectness, but they say that according to most studies, the nationality that does have the largest noses are Africans. And I think the reason why they've been, you know, using this kind of anecdotal theory of quote unquote big noses, big hoses is if there has been an established study showing many African men have longer phalluses than other nationalities, and then Africans seem to have larger noses, that's where I think they kind of put the two together. In terms of other, let me see if I have other international sizes here. Italy ranks okay. 15, they on average are about 15.35 centimeters. And Ecuador about 17.61. So this is according to world data. This is looking at penis size by origin. Ecuador tops it. Greece about 13.30. South Korea 13.16 centimeter on average. Cambodia was at about 10.04. Pakistan 12.2. Russia 13.21. United States 13.58. So I guess if Biden wants to show down Putin, he might have that extra yardage he could use. I don't know where Israel is. I'm interested in that. I don't want to say by, I don't want to, there. Oh, Israel, 13.60. We beat United States by Katanchik, just by a little. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So just to kind of recap, what happened over the weekend was Russia had demanded that the southeastern Ukrainian city of Mariupol to surrender by 5 a.m. Moscow time, which was about maybe 10 p.m. our time. I'm not exactly sure the exact time. It varies where you are in this country. And, of course, Ukraine rejected it, obviously. They were not going to surrender the port city. Sadly, it is getting bombarded viciously. Ukrainian authorities said overnight, Moscow had demanded Mariupol be handed over by 5 a.m., Russian forces said they would spare the lives of those who complied with their surrender ultimatum and allow citizens to leave if their demands were met. Thousands of civilians are currently trapped in the city. It's running very low on food, water, and medicines. They say Russian forces have launched more than 1,100 missiles. The war is, I think, in day 26, 27 right now.
with the missile launches, short, medium range, as well as cruise and ballistic. This has been just a bombardment. Now Ukraine has been able to, you know, hold them back and you know, not necessarily push them back, but has been able to stall the ground fight. But sadly, you know, Russia could still overpower them. According to CNBC, an official who asked to remain anonymous, sharing details, said the U.S. is no longer providing a tally of where the missiles are being fired from. The Pentagon in previous weeks said nearly half were being fired from mobile platforms inside of Ukraine. They said the defense official was unable to confirm reports that Russian forces fired a hypersonic missile into Ukraine, but they said the weapon might have been used more to show fear or show that they have, well, these are the type of weapons we have. But, you know, are kind of kitten-gloving Russia going, well, we don't want to necessarily be at war with them. We don't want to. Russia's not looking at that. Already they are saying that Russian-American relations are on the verge of a quote-unquote rupture. The Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs said it summoned U.S. Ambassador John Sullivan to Moscow to formally protest President Joe Biden's decision last week to label Vladimir Putin a quote-unquote war criminal. Now, Biden had said he was at some event, and Fox News had asked him, do you think, you know, Putin is a war criminal? And I think he said no. Then he walked away, and then he came back after, and then he said, wait a second. Did you ask me if I thought Putin was a war criminal? Yes. Yep. Yes. So, that, I believe Putin is, but this statement wasn't made, you know, at the podium where, you know, it was grandly, okay, you know what, we are assessing minute to minute, we are fed up with what we are seeing, this is not, you know, and it's a simple, you know, we're trying to flee those that are, obstructed or those that are being, you know, dominatingly ruled. We are, you know, this is something where he is performing, you know, war crimes. He is a war criminal. And it wasn't like that. Although, you know what, with my fumbling, maybe it would have been like that. I don't speak any clearer than Biden does. But the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs has said, nope, Russian-American relations are now on the verge of rupture. So, you know, in the meantime, we are told that another theater, the drama theater, where hundreds of people have been sheltering, a bomb flattened it. Their electricity, internet services out. Mariupol is largely cut off from the outside world. And it is a crucial city for them because of Russia's control of the Black Sea and Russia's control of the south of Ukraine. It's not a city that Ukraine can give up. We're also being told that journalists and a former newspaper publisher were held for several hours by Russian forces in occupied Melitopol. Three journalists, along with a retired newspaper publisher and his family, were abducted by Russian forces, held for several hours before being released. This included Mikhailo Kumak, Yevhenia Borian, reporters Yulia Olkhovska, and Lyubov Chaika. They're all associated with the Melitopolsky Vedomosti, which is a newspaper based in the Russian-occupied town of Melitopol in Ukraine south. They said armed men arrived at the homes of the four, confiscated computers. Some of the journalists drove them off to an unknown location, held them, let them go. Now, we're not exactly sure what happened, but these abductions and these, again, just very sadly similar to what we saw during, you know, Nazi times, although many people abducted didn't make it back. They say that a quarter of Ukrainians have now already fled their homes. Many originally stayed put, and they stayed put because Ukrainian was putting up a great fight. And one very sad reality of war is what seems to be the landscape or the goals one day can completely shift. And so I thought it was a good idea for people to flee.
I was saying this looks too much like World War II. It looks too much like what Hitler did
to Poland. Get out. Get safe. Take what you can. And hopefully when things calm down, you come back. But a lot of people stayed. And they stayed. They stayed in bomb shelters. They stayed. They're like, you know what? We're going to put up a fight. There's no way the Russians can win. But the problem is Putin gets more and more mad. So as you see, the attacks are getting more now bloody. I think they attacked a nursing home, killing elder. Why are they? What? What are they doing?
They just apparently there's been a huge explosion at a mall. They're invading, and they're this isn't a it's just between us and the Ukraine army. They are indiscriminately shooting people on the road. There was an elderly couple that was driving, and the tank blew up their car. Another citizen was driving. They told him to stop. He got out of the car, arms up, and they shot him dead. These are the things that Hitler's army did.
They say at least 10 million people have been forced to flee their homes. And trust me, I get it. I had stubborn family. That's why they're dead, sadly. But I had family that said, where do I go? You want me to leave everything I own and go to some other country that may not want me, that may not be safe? My home is safe. I get that. You know, people always kind of look back at what happened in World War II, going, gosh, oh, those people, you know, how could they have been so obtuse and not leave and not? I get that. You know, my family was not rich. They were poor. So if they were able to have a little residence or a place to live, and they had the furniture, and they had their cups and their things, and they had their chickens or whatever they used to eat. Now remember, they didn't have credit cards back then. It's not like you could go to an ATM. And it's not like they had a lot of jewelry. And so, what do you pack? Where do you go? Who's going to help you? There's no welfare and, you know, Medicaid and things like that. And they were being told that many countries didn't want them. America was turning away the boats. So where do you go? So they're like, we're going to play it safe. And sadly, that's when Hitler took over and they took over Poland. They took my Polish family and took them to Auschwitz. I can't, you know, fathom what that could have been like. And we're now being told that 10 million people have been forced to leave their homes. A tragedy. Nobody should be forced to leave their home. Trust me, man, I got my gun. Somebody tells me to leave, but if our area was being consumed and threatened, and no leaders, no other, you know, countries were going to come to help us, you have to leave. Leave the furniture. Take the pets, but leave. So 10 million people have fled. The figure now accounts to almost a quarter of the country's population. Keep in mind, a lot of people, they left, but the dads and the husbands are staying back to fight. And of those who left their home, 6.48 million as of March 16th, according to figures provided by the International Organization for Migration. They have been internally displaced since the conflict began February 24th. They've gone to Poland, Romania, Moldova, Hungary, Slovakia, Russia, and Belarus. We're also being told that Russians are taking evacuees and busing them to Siberia and putting them in camps. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The battle continues in Ukraine as they rejected demands from Russia to surrender Mariupol as the humanitarian crisis continues to unfold in that port city where over 300,000 people are believed to be trapped. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan signed emergency bipartisan legislation to immediately suspend the state of Maryland's gas tax for 30 days.
Which makes Maryland the first state in the nation to immediately suspend collection of the gas tax. As we continue to stand in solidarity against Russian aggression in Ukraine, and as Marylanders face the impact of surging inflation, with the average price of gas rapidly rising, this bipartisan action will provide some relief from the pain at the pump.
Georgia became the second state to cut their gas tax, and 17 other governors are considering the same legislation. This is USA Radio News. As the Senate hearings for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson begin, a majority of Americans believe she should be confirmed as an associate justice on the Supreme Court. A Monmouth University poll found that 55% of respondents said Jackson should be confirmed. Just 21% said she should not be confirmed, and 24% had no opinion. More than two-thirds of respondents said it's important for the Supreme Court to reflect the country's racial, ethnic, and gender composition. Amid a growing COVID-19 surge overseas, there are renewed concerns among health officials in the U.S. that the spread of the highly transmissible subvariant BA2 could cause the country to face yet another vital resurgence. Dr. Anthony Fauci.
We have to be careful that if we do see a surge as a result of that, that we're flexible enough to reinstitute the kinds of interventions that could be necessary.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said she, too, anticipates there could be an increase in new virus cases in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, guys.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happened, and big thanks to Daniel, who has to listen to the show every time I do it. Now, again, this is going to be another segment that is not suitable for children, as there is a case report that is being published by urologists where a woman chose not to put her flatware or cups in a cupboard. She chose to put one someplace else. So we're going to talk about this really quickly because this is sadly something that keeps coming up in medical journals, and I don't understand why people don't get the memo, but this was really interesting. So in my house, we have tumblers. I like the ones that are stainless steel. I just like stainless steel, and, you know, they might bounce around if the kids drop them. We have glass tumblers. I don't like the glass because we always break them. So, you know, but tumblers, they could be plastic, they could be aluminum, they could be whatever. Well, this lady, apparently a few years back, decided to put one of the tumblers that was glass into her vagina. for erotic reasons. And interestingly, she ended up having, maybe she forgot, or I'm not really sure exactly why it didn't get treated right away, but 4 years later, she ended up in the ER. And allegedly, she was only diagnosed by doctors up until that time as having a bladder infection, or UTI, or cystitis. Now, I get, over the last few years, people have been using telemedicine. And so I don't know if it's, she's like, look, I got some burning when I pee, it bothers me, I'm not feeling well, something's down there, and they're like, here, just get some antibiotics, next call. I don't like treating UTIs over the phone. I really don't. I think a lot of UTIs might not be UTIs, or if they are UTIs, why are you getting them? You know, is it an STI? Is it a sexually transmitted illness? Is it because you have a stone? Is it because you have bladder cancer? Is it cervical cancer? There's so many other reasons. And so, sadly, this lady just kept being treated for UTIs, being thrown antibiotics. Meanwhile, she had a glass up in there. So this was a case report in Urology Case Reports. It was a 45-year-old woman, and when they apparently never have an exam. That's the other thing, too. This is what I taught medical students. You got to examine them. Nothing is simple. Somebody having a simple sore throat, you really need to do a good exam, because how many times do we pick up throat cancer because we actually gag them? You know, we examine, we try to look at the back of the tongue, you gag them, you see the tumor come up. That sore throat isn't strep. It's because they have throat cancer. Same thing with the UTI. And I'm not trying to scare you guys all. You know, sore throats do happen. But a lazy medical provider is one that goes, oh, yeah, here's some antibiotics. Same thing with the UTI. If somebody says they're having burning when they pee, yeah, it's very common for it to be a UTI. But examine the urine. Send it for culture. And if that urine comes back clear, why else are they burning? Did you do a pelvic exam? Did you examine them? So they do an x-ray. And on x-ray, and I have this posted, on x-ray there's a big, huge ball. It looks like a big, huge calcified egg. And then the tumbler glass is kind of upside down at an angle. And when they saw that, they were like, whoa, okay, we have a foreign body. So then she had to have a procedure where they removed it, and it was all calcified. It was round like an egg. They call it a stone. And then they cut it open. You see the glass. I'm blown away that she lived with this for 4 years. I'm blown away. And, you know, how did it get in there? Did she put it in her vagina, and did it evade the wall and then go into the bladder? And then, or did she just miss the hole and get it into the bladder? I don't know. But we commonly see these injuries where people are doing something sexually, erotically, either to themselves or with a partner, and they have some horrible urological trauma. Remember we had that one guy that decided to inject waterproofing foam insulation to his penis? He's still having surgery. Now, the lady with the glass, it sounds like she's okay, but you know, and hopefully, you know, she's kind of made some room in her cupboards for future cutlery and crockery and flatware and other things that need to go into the cupboard. But from what I understood, she handled it well and all that. But, you know, you got to be careful. Just because there's an orifice doesn't mean you stick things in it. Don't put things into your nose. Don't put things into your ear. You know, and I get our vaginas are made for penises. I get that. But penises, not bamboo sticks, not, you know, whatever else people put in there. So I know you're like, okay, well, you know, Dahlia, you're prude. It's not that I'm prude. It's just, I mean, I understand the body. I understand what it's designed for. There's a expansion. There's a shape. There's a, you know, a baby's supposed to come out. So yeah, it could expand. But going in doesn't need to be that large, you know? If there are issues, if you're like, look, you know, I don't think they're finding the G-spot. One, there's a vagina museum that I think will help you with that. There's a vagina museum in London that can teach you that. And doctors can teach you also. But I think there are healthier ways to pleasure yourself than to using, you know, flatware and dinnerware. I just do. And it's sad because, you know, people can kill themselves just by, you know, yeah. Well, this guy with the waterproofing foam insulation, his partner is the one that sprayed it in there. He was having issues with erectile dysfunction, so they thought that that would allow the penis to stay erect. And if the because the foam hardens, they thought that would be a good idea. I don't know. We don't teach this in sex ed. Do we teach this in sex ed? In my sex ed, we didn't. Nobody taught me what you can put in and what you can't. You know, I don't know. Then there was a teenager. We talked about this. The teenager had put a USB cord in, and apparently it was knotted on one end. And I get it. Listen, okay, I get it. There's a lot of creativity with sex. Just because I'm not that creative and I'm not that adept doesn't mean you all have to do it the way I do it, right? Under the covers, lights out, you know. All right, okay, you can have creative sex, but creative sex doesn't necessarily, you know, have to include inanimate objects. There, as a doctor, I have to warn you that there are sadly things that can go wrong. You know, I had a patient that came in. Luckily, this didn't cause, you know, horrible trauma, but she had a poker chip that got stuck. So even something small could get stuck. And apparently her boyfriend thought it would be funny if she was a slot machine. So I guess I don't get it. And so I asked her, you know, what color, what am I looking for? And she's like, well, I don't know. Does it matter? And I go, yeah, because, you know, if it's red, then it's $5. If it's black, it's $100. So I need to know, you know, if you want to keep it or if I want to keep it. You know, she's like, I think it was red. So if it's only $5, yeah. But I found it. We pulled it out, and it was, I gave it back to them. But don't be doing that stuff. That's not what it's for. You have very vital organs. And here's the other problem. People are embarrassed. I mean, for this woman with the glass to go through 4 years, she's too embarrassed. People get embarrassed like, well, I did this. I mean, don't be embarrassed because, trust me, doctors have seen everything. You know, falling on shampoo bottles, falling on things. Okay, you know what? Don't be embarrassed. It's more embarrassing to be hospitalized or dying from it. So, you know, get seen. We've seen it all. We've heard it all. You know, we don't laugh about it. We're just, you know, but don't let it go for 4 years. Don't be just treated, you know, over the phone with some antibiotics. And, just get the memo. Don't be putting, like I said, dinnerware or china or crockery into your vagina or penis. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Al Averroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money to bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So did you guys hear about this? There's a gas station in Wisconsin that is getting sued over their gas prices, not because they're too high, but because they're too low. Several competing stations in the area around Woodman's Market in Waukesha, Wisconsin, have filed a lawsuit against the location, alleging it is selling gasoline below cost. This is according to ABC News affiliate WISN and Newsweek. They said the locations claim this is in violation of the Wisconsin Unfair Sales Act. Court documents obtained by WISN names the companies that operate nearby BP and Shell gas stations as the plaintiffs. They're demanding $80,000 in restitution, an amount based on the 40 days they claim Woodman's has been keeping the prices too low. Now, as of Saturday, the average price for a gallon of gasoline in Wisconsin was about $3.93. That's according from AAA data.
but Woodman currently offers it 40 cents less a gallon.
Well, that's nice,
isn't it? BP and Shell locations, though, are selling it at $3.89 to $3.99 a gallon. Woodman says, look, we are similar to what Costco is. Their prices are set to compete with Costco. Costco is 6 miles away in Pewaukee, and Gas Buddy shows Costco's at $3.49 a gallon. So they have counterfiled the suit seeking its dismissal. So I guess Woodman's customers said they love going to that station because there's lower prices. They have long lines, whereas others have few customers, so I can see why the other ones are getting ticked. Membership-only retailers at Costco and Sam's Club can many times set lower gas prices, and they charge little because 75% of their profits come from some subscription costs. So Woodman is a, I guess, regional chain of grocery stores. They offer gas on site, but obviously it's not membership only. So it's kind of nice that they're offering less, you know, or again, where they get the money isn't so much the gas. They get the money from you buying stuff in the stores. Well, this Unfair Sales Act is interesting. It's called the Minimum Markup Law. It prohibits selling items of merchandise below cost. The law states that the practice of selling below cost to attract patronage is a form of deceptive advertising and an unfair method of competition in commerce. So you can't do a 50% off or buy three, get one free? They say for all merchandise except alcoholic beverages, tobacco products, motor vehicle fuel, cost to either wholesalers or retailers is defined as invoice cost or replacement cost, whichever is lower, less all trade discounts plus any excise taxes, blah, 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 blah. Penalties mean forfeiture of $50 to $500 for the first violation, $200 to $2,500 for the subsequent violation. So I guess this is maybe, you know, related more towards, I guess, defines cost for all merchandise except alcohol beverages, tobacco products, and motor fuel. So I don't get that because how do you then do 50% off? How do you do a fire sale or a going out of business sale? I don't get that. How do you do that? But all I know is people need help. Now, Georgia and Maryland have become the first states to suspend gas taxes. They say the White House dropped plans to send out prepaid gas cards during skyrocketing prices. Maryland and Georgia have suspended their gas tax. Maryland was the first state on Friday. Republican Governor Larry Hogan signed legislation and waived the extra 36 cents a gallon tax and 36.85 cents on diesel, effective immediately. This is going to happen for the next 30 days. Also, Georgia's governor, Brian Kemp, did something similar. He eliminated the roughly 29 cents per gallon gas tax through the end of May. Regular gasoline averaged about $4.26 per gallon on Sunday. Even though this was down 7 cents a week earlier, still about $1.40 higher than last year. In my area, we're still at like $5 easy a gallon. So gas prices don't help Joe Biden's, you know, reelection or midterms or his poll numbers. I have to admit, yes, they were going up throughout Biden's presidency, but they did spike with the Russian-Ukraine conflict. I think there's no doubt to that. But our deterring us doing more domestic production and now going to Venezuela or Saudi Arabia, we shouldn't be in that position. And, you know, sadly, these gas taxes and these I mean, they're going to help a little bit, but if gas goes up, you're dropping the gas tax. It helps. So we'll take it. Now, in California, they have another proposal that they are now floating. California state lawmakers are proposing a $400 rebate for the gas tax. So what that would do is everybody would be able to, so I'll break it down. California's gas tax for the period of July 2021 and June 22 is about 51 cents per gallon of gas.
That's according to the California Department of Tax and Fee Administration. Assuming the gas tax rate stays the same after June, the $400 rebate covers the state taxes a Californian would have to pay for roughly 782.8 gallons of gas. That $400 helps definitely relieve a lot of the gas cost. Now, Californians, I guess there's about 16.7 million that the U.S. Census Bureau estimates are employed over the age of 16 and working somewhere else where they live. So at least there's about 17 million drivers of their 75 million population. They say 82% of them do have a car, truck, or van they take to work. Some of them about 10% carpool with others. So, does everybody get the $400? I don't know. Do people who not drive get the rebate? I don't know. So, some people are wondering how many commutes would it take for an average Californian to use that gas rebate money. They say a smaller car like the Honda Fit has a gas tank that holds 10.6 gallons, but a Jeep Grand Cherokee has 25 gallons. So, they say overall the average Californian's commute, the average is 30 minutes. So mine was an hour and a half. What are you talking about? 13% have over an hour commute. So they did some math, according to NBC Los Angeles. They said if you travel 55 miles an hour, who travels 55 miles an hour in California? It's bumper-to-bumper traffic. You do that for half an hour, it gets you 27.5 miles from where you started. And then if you burn a little over 2 gallons of gas, if you travel 55 miles a day with a 13-gallon tank, it would take 6 days of commuting to go from one full tank of gas to an empty one. So they believe that $400 covers about 361 days of commuting, 55 miles to work and back, and there's 365 days of the year. So people might make a little money on that. So it's possible. Is it going to cover your trips? Is it going to, again, I still don't know how this will go. It hasn't passed, but it's definitely something they're floating. So, I'm torn because, I don't want my taxes going up and all this stuff we're paying for, all this COVID. They say, we need more money for COVID relief. We need money for the Ukrainian package. And I get that. I definitely get the Ukrainian package. I get that. I understood the COVID relief package, but now I'm like, come on. For all the refugees coming in, I'd really like to know where all this money is coming from. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. and there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.